The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with John Couch. John's engineering and producing our program on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving, the second day of December 2019, broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving holiday. My thanks to Ben Bueller Garcia. He hosts the American Warrior radio program here during the noon hour on Saturdays. He guest hosted for me on Wednesday. So thanks, Ben. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. All of our podcasts available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Live line number 790-2040. So proud of Zach Yenser, who hosts our Creative City show from 9 to 10 Monday through Friday. Zach was not only honored at that big 40 under 40 breakfast this morning, but guess what? He was named Man of the Year being under 40. So
that's great.
It is great. Good news for Zach. All of us here at KVOI send him the very best. It's time for our monthly political face-off featuring commentators John Munger, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, former candidate for Arizona governor. Jeff Rogers is here, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jeff and John, I hope it was a good Thanksgiving. Jeff, you first.
Had an excellent Thanksgiving. I've got all of my three brothers are in town with my mom and my stepdad, and so we had a large group of about 14, 15 people and had a good time, had all the good fixings, and didn't have to make much of them myself.
Did you take home leftovers?
We did.
I thought that would be the case. What about you, Mr. Munger?
We had a great time. Went over to Redondo Beach and saw we had 26 people there, eight little tykes running around.
Wow.
And it was noisy and fun and exhausting, and we were glad to get home. But a lot of fun to see everybody.
Disappointing results, Jeff, with the Arizona State game. A very disappointing season.
Boy, a very disappointing season. Would they lose their last seven games in a row?
Yeah.
Just that's quite a failure.
But, John, you have said that you think they need to give this guy Sumlin at least 3 years. He's had two.
Well, look, number one, if they were to fire him now, they'd have to pay him $10
million. $10
million. And we just paid Rich Rod $8 million.
We're still paying that.
I'm sorry. We can't just go around spending that kind of money. When you hire a coach, you've got to give him, I think, 5 to 7 years to build a program.
Wow.
And I just think, or you shouldn't be hiring him. I just think they've got to give this coach a fair chance. You can't turn around a program in 2 years. You just can't. Because there's recruiting involved and all of those things, it isn't just these players are playing well. It's not like you teach them how to block and tackle. You've got to get the best players you can get, and that's a recruiting question, and that takes time. So I think you've got to give the coach some time.
Well, I think the program has gone backwards from when Rich Rodriguez was here, and so I do believe he deserves one more year to take a chance on him. But if we have such an abysmal year as we did last year or this year, I think next year should be his last year. It's you need to at least see some trajectory and going in the right direction. And what we saw last year and this year, even worse, was they're just not going in the right direction at all, particularly on defense. And maybe, you know, when a team is playing this poorly and recruiting this poorly, you know, you're not going to get some shiny new object of a defensive coordinator to sign on. They're going to go to schools where they have a better chance to make a name for themselves. So
yeah, especially with the new NC2A provisions where it really favors schools in big markets because of this new advertising provision that's going to take place in a couple of years. The Monday Political Faceoff, sponsored by our friends Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Big day in the city of Tucson. We now have officially a new mayor, Regina Romero, sworn in. Actually, there was a swearing-in ceremony that is required by state statute, Jeff Rogers, and that was like the Monday after the election. This was more of a formality.
Yes, this was more of a ceremonial swearing-in, and so she was already acting mayor by now.
Yeah.
But and then I understand, I think they're having either today or tomorrow some kind of a luncheon or something to celebrate the changeover. So,
and I didn't see the notes on her address. There was an inaugural address, but Jeff and John, I'm sure she talked about that she's going to be business friendly.
Well, and I think she'll do her best to do so. I mean, one thing to keep in mind about Regina is she came in right at the depth of the Great Recession and saw the kind of problems the city had. And to have been here for, 12 years of basically a rebirth of this city, particularly of the downtown and Fourth Avenue areas, she's got to be mighty proud of what we've accomplished. And I can't see her wanting to go backwards from those kinds of accomplishments. So to some extent, we're always going to be hostage to the national economy. But as long as the national economy remains steady, I think we're going to keep hoping that Tucson continues to grow and thrive and prosper. And I'm sure she'll do everything she can to do so.
John?
Yeah. Well, I wish her the best. I believe in giving all elected candidates an opportunity to prove themselves. I don't hold out much hope, but I am willing to give her a chance and see how she does. And I think we all need to give her that opportunity, and hopefully she'll be able to prove that she's a good mayor. So God bless her. I hope she does a good job.
Well, from the president down to a city mayorship, one of the most important things you want to see is who do people surround themselves with. And I haven't heard anything about her staff appointments thus far. So I'd be curious to see what kind of folks she's going to surround herself with. And that'll tell us a lot about the direction that we might be going in.
John, is it a business-friendly city in your opinion so far? Is there any track record?
No, I think what's saving Tucson, very frankly, is I think Fletcher McCusker has done a fabulous job.
With Rio Nuevo.
Yeah. I think that's been excellent. All of those people in that whole committee, I'm not going to try to name them all, Mark Irvin and some of the others, they're doing a great job. I think that's been a wonderful thing. I think the thing that's saving the Tucson Valley is for... about 15, 20 years ago, we started getting all of these little municipalities around us, Oro Valley, Marana, Sahuarita, Vale. Those areas compete with the city of Tucson and the county. And they have forced the city of Tucson by that competition to be more business friendly. If Tucson isn't more business friendly, those areas will steal the business, and
especially Oro Valley.
Marana, the same thing.
Marana really have a really good track record.
I think that's an excellent thing. People ask me all the time, why has the Phoenix Valley been so much more prosperous than we have? And the reason for that, in my opinion, is the Phoenix Valley has always had these small towns, on both sides, east and west, Tempe, Scottsdale, Glendale, Peoria, all of those areas, and the city of Phoenix has had to compete with those areas. And Tucson, as you remember, 20 years ago, it was the city of Tucson and Pima County, and they were all the same group of people.
That was pretty much it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And they were all the same type of people. So I think that's the biggest saving grace. But I do believe in giving elected officials somewhat of a honeymoon, and let's hope that she can prove herself.
Well, I think the biggest mistakes Tucson made were during the years of Lou Murphy by not following his advice. And he was right. We should have annexed from mountain range to mountain range. And by not doing so, we do have all these other municipalities that are sort of sucking up a tax base that Tucson could otherwise use to its benefit. And so I think annexation is very important. And now, unfortunately, we're competing for annexation with places like Marana and Oro Valley. And I think annexation is one of the ingredients to make this city and keep the city as prosperous as possible, because and that comparing it to the Maricopa County, I don't know the exact figures, but the huge vast majority of Maricopa County is contained within various cities.
Yes.
Whereas we still have a lot of county area that's not incorporated.
Right.
And so that unincorporated area going to the county means that we get less in a proportion of shared revenue than does Maricopa County.
That is right.
County.
It's called HERF money.
Yeah. And so to get that shared revenue, you know, I would advise that we should be trying to annex everything in sight.
Well, the problem is it's frankly too late for that to annex. I can tell you, people outside the city limits don't want to be annexed. Why should they want to be annexed with this city electoral system they have, where it's all run by people down in the central city, in Sam Hughes and those neighborhoods? If you can't have your own local representatives, which people cannot have in this city, I'm not going to vote to be in the city. I can't even have my local representative. Why would I ever vote to be in the city? They're going to have to change the electoral system.
All right. When we continue on the Monday political face-off, do Democrats have a better choice than impeachment? Jeff Rogers and John Munger will plow into that. The Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. They had a great Thanksgiving up at Mona's Danish Bakery. Very, very popular. Everybody ordering those wonderful pies, of course, the Danish Kringle. Folks ordering their not only the pies, the Kringle, the rolls for their Thanksgiving table. Now it's time to focus on Christmas. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They've got everything you need for Christmas, including those beautiful Christmas cookie packages that they have put together. Great to bring to the office for your Christmas party. Mona's Danish Bakery. .com. And of course, you can always find a link at buckmastershow.com. They're open right now for lunch, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Be right back with John Munger and Jeff Rogers and me, Bill Buckmaster, in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
Take 5 minutes to give us your input on regional transportation matters. The Regional Transportation Authority's 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee prepared draft guiding principles to consider as they prepare to develop the next RTA plan. The survey is available between mid-November and mid-December. To take the survey or to sign up to receive RTA notices, please visit www.rtamobility.com.
This is Moe of Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at mosgallery.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ever dream of taking a river cruise? Bon Voyage Travel introduces you to Ama Waterways. You'll explore authentic culture in captivating landscapes in luxury and comfort. All on board an award-winning fleet while you travel through incredible cities and villages in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Picture yourself on the river, indulging in Ama Waterways' locally inspired cuisine paired with complimentary wine with every lunch and dinner. Contact Bon Voyage Travel today to customize your river cruise vacation.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off, the Monday after Thanksgiving, the Face-Off presented by our friends Mo's. They do such a beautiful job with any kind of framing needs you have. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, got some beautiful art in the gallery as well. Check it out, mosgallery.com. Jeff Rogers is here, John Munger seated to my right. And as I teased before the break, do Democrats have a better choice than impeachment, namely a resolution of censure of the president, which would be a formal warning that this is unacceptable behavior for a president, but will not remove the president from office at this time? Gentlemen, what do you think? First of all, Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I don't think so. I think he's committed an impeachable offense. I think we're going to hear from a lot of constitutional scholars, lawyers, and historians on Wednesday who are going to tell us about exactly what was contemplated. This weekend, I had the pleasure of reading Federalist Paper number 85. I believe it was written by Madison. And he talked about a demagogue with a perverted ambition that would pursue his relentless self-aggrandizement. These are direct quotes from that.
When was that
would
written?
Be a threat to the constitutional order. That was written in the mid-18th century.
It was probably 1788.
Yeah, and the impeachment would be the proper answer for that. And we have a president who has done all of those things. I mean, he has, in a nutshell, threatened a foreign power for his own personal gain and political advantage, and with the withholding of a public meeting, and the other thing was the withholding of almost $400 million in necessary military aid that had been duly passed by bipartisan Congress. And so what we have is he's committed the offense. The Republicans don't have a factual or a legal defense, so they're basically in the pound-the-table mode, and that's all they're doing, complaining about the process. Well, the complaints about the process are absolutely ridiculous. Let's compare it to something that, like a criminal prosecution. You don't have a lawyer or a supporter in that grand jury. It's all done in secret. Here, the president was afforded the opportunity to have all of the congressmen and who are Republicans, who are members of the Intelligence Committee, sat in on all of these depositions and sat on all of these hearings, had the opportunity to cross-examine the witnesses, present their own witnesses and arguments as well.
No.
And so now what we're going to have is if they're going to keep complaining about the process, well, they were called on that today and said, okay, bring your lawyers in, participate. You know, be part of this. And now they're saying, oh, no, we still don't think it's a fair process.
Let me respond. The Democrats, for your listeners' historical knowledge, have attempted to impeach every Republican elected president since Eisenhower. They do this as a matter of course. They've gotten farther with Trump, but that's their modus. Now, they've had these hearings. Jeff is wrong. The Republicans didn't get to call their witnesses. They wanted to call witnesses. They were not allowed to.
The exception was Gerald Ford, right? On the every president,
well, he wasn't. He wasn't. He wasn't. He wasn't. He wasn't elected.
What about Bush one? And
let's
Bush
go back
two
to the, let's
Reagan?
Go back to these hearings.
I think we're forgetting a few.
The Republicans in the hearings that have happened did not get to call their witnesses. Number two, the there is no evidence to convict this guy. In fact, the Democrats are now, their big argument is that hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence, which any competent lawyer will tell you, I'm sorry, that's just not true. All they have is hearsay. What they have Trump saying is, I don't want anything. There is no quid pro quo. What they have Zelensky saying, the Ukrainian president, is there was no quid pro quo. He said it again yesterday. They have no evidence. They have not released all of the transcripts of their secret hearings. A lot of people don't know that, but they're hiding transcripts still of Michael Atkinson, who is a critical witness, who is an IG witness.
You're saying they haven't been transparent?
They have not been transparent. They have not given due process. They have not allowed the Republicans to call their witnesses. And the polls have turned against them for those reasons. Now, what's going to happen is they are now caught with Jerry Nadler going to run these hearings. They've got, I think it's 31 Democrats who won in so-called blue dogs who won in Republican districts, and they are at risk. I'm not sure the Democrats even have the votes to do this, but even if they did, it's going nowhere in the Senate. He's going to be acquitted. This is a complete waste of time. This is a political stunt by the Democrats with no evidence whatsoever.
And you're saying it will backfire.
It will. It's already backfiring in the polls.
What do you think, Jeff?
Well, I'm consistently seeing polls over the last 3 weeks that show a majority or a plurality of the public supports his impeachment and removal from office. That's what we're seeing in all of the polling data. It's the margins are thin, but in many of the polls, it's over 50%
of the
people.
Those aren't the polls I'm seeing,
Jeff. America is very divided right now, but a clear plurality or even a majority in most of the polls agree that he should be impeached and removed from office. And I think we're going to see him impeached, and we're going to see exposed for the American public the underbelly of the most corrupt president we've seen in the history of the United States. And Will they have the backbone in the Republican Party to throw him out of office? No, I don't think so. I think
many of these people have been completely spineless since the beginning to stop the impeachment. They've completely blown it. They have zero evidence. They are not. They haven't even released their witnesses. This upcoming hearing.
Let's see if
they're
going to
have in 2 days now. They have not released who their witnesses are going to be. They claim to want the Republicans' attorney to come in participate in this invalid hearing. I'm glad he's not. It's a complete sham.
All right. Matt has called us. He has a comment about the impeachment. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, very quickly. I have to agree with John in one regard, and specifically that if it's clear that from history that Bill Clinton lied, and he clearly should have been impeached. He was impeached. He wasn't convicted in the Senate by one, I think it was one vote. It would have been better for Democrats if he had been convicted. Al Gore had become vice president. He would have had a much better chance of winning the next term for presidency as the sitting president. I would equate the same thing with the Republicans. If they had any sense of logic, they would say, okay, he's been a bad president. In some regards, he's given us what we wanted, but he's broken the rules. Impeach him, convict him. Mike Pence could have made a great candidate for the next presidency and probably would win. Unfortunately, history is repeating itself, and the parties are going to just do what they're inclined to do, which is circle the wagon. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Let me comment on that. This should not be about what's politically right. Donald Trump has not violated any laws. There is no evidence against him. The Republicans are clear on that. The Democrats don't. They cannot sit down and tell you on an evidentiary basis what he has done that is illegal. They can tell you that, oh, well, everybody knows. No, they don't. And very frankly, Donald Trump is poised to win the next election by a landslide. In my opinion, Donald Trump is the greatest president since Lincoln.
All right.
So there's 63 million.
I think over 60 million
people out there who agree with me. And there were
63 million that didn't agree with
that. Okay, but that is not the basis for
the
impeachment. We have an election coming up. Let's let the election happen. And Bill, you're asking for alternatives. The alternative is just let the election happen.
Okay. Jeff, final word.
Well, what we clearly have is a president who's abused his presidential powers for his own personal and political gain.
There's no evidence of that, and that is defined
in the Constitution and the Federalist Papers as bribery.
If he had done
that, it's not the traditional new version of how we define bribery. But that's how bribery was defined at the time the Federalist Papers were written and at the time the Constitution was signed.
If he had done that, okay, but there's no evidence he's done that. The evidence is clear.
Even Liberal Professor Alan
Dershowitz says that there's no evidence.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Thank you, John Munger, and thank you, Jeff Rogers.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
CBS News Update. Winter storm alerts are up in 15 states because of a storm that could dump more than 2 feet of snow in parts of the Northeast. WCBS-TV weathercaster Lonnie Quinn.
We're talking six states right now have picked up at least 30 inches of snow, and we're not done. Okay, we're going to throw some more on top of places like New York State and Vermont. I think when it's all said and done, we'll probably end up with, you know, eight states with 30 inches or more snowfall.
Nearly 1,400 flights have been canceled today and 13,000 delayed. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey.
The airlines really see this storm as being more of a delay driver, not something that's going to lead to widespread cancellations and significant airport closures. Of course, that depends a bit on the forecast, but basically they are saying be prepared for flights to leave late, and that is not good news for flyers who have connections.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. My goodness, thousands and thousands of poinsettias available in every imaginable color over at Green Things, 3384 East River Road. They raised $25,000, and they'll be shipping all over town, all over Pima County, truckloads of them. But there's certainly time for you to get over there to their 13-acre site. Check it out. Get all your holiday decorating, live Christmas trees, whatever you need for the garden and then for the inside of your home and for the outside as well. Some great pottery from Zocalo and the Zocalo Village. Great merchandise, some of it hand-carved, lots of it actually, from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Come check it out. The five shops at Zocalo Village. The websites, greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs, four-star General John Wickham, Jr. General Wickham was commander-in-chief of the United Nations Command and commander of the United States Forces in Korea and the 8th Army in Korea. He's the author of Korea on the Brink, chronicling a very dangerous period in 1979 after the assassination of South Korean President Park Chung-hee. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan appointed General Wickham Chief of Staff of the United States Army, a 1950 graduate of West Point. He's a former social sciences instructor there. General Wickham retired in 1987 after four decades of service in the military. The Army Times has named General Wickham one of the 10 leaders who most changed the United States Army. Of course, General Wickham, critically wounded in Vietnam, he was highly decorated for his combat service. We're always so honored to have the general with us. By the way, his recent collection of poetry is titled On Life, Love, and Living. It's available on Amazon. He lives in Oro Valley with his lovely wife, Anne, and he's with us now on the live line. General, how are you, sir?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, General, how are you?
Oh, wonderful to talk with you, and golly days, what an introduction you've given me.
I gave you the works today, General.
You gave me the works. And you know, when I was going to 101st Airborne Division, they introduced me as a Warman Model Major General until Ann and I looked up what those words meant in the dictionary, and Warm read not so hot, and Model was small imitation of the real thing.
I wanted to give you the full treatment today, General Wickham. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to begin with Afghanistan, then we're going to go to Iraq, and then we're going to go to Korea. The President Trump, made a surprise visit to spend Thanksgiving, a part of it anyway, with U.S. troops over in Afghanistan. And the president said that peace talks with the Taliban would resume. The president has also downgrading the number of service people that will remain in country. What were your impressions of this meeting that the president had with the Afghani president, General Wickham?
Well, I think it's important that we continue to talk and negotiate with the Taliban leaders as well as the elected leaders in Afghanistan. And we've had a long war there, and it doesn't show any prospects of settlement. It's part of the whole problem of the Middle East, of the Shia-Sunni divide. It goes back to, as you recollect, to the time when Muhammad died. Who was closest to him, Shia or Sunni? And that is still boiling around in the Middle East, and we're not going to solve it. The Middle Eastern countries themselves have to solve this issue, but it's a complicated one, and it's going to take real leadership from countries like the United States and Britain, but also the Afghan situation, as you and I have talked before, is a regional situation involving India, Pakistan, Britain, Russia, and China. And if we don't work regionally with these countries, we're not going to solve the problem. Unfortunately, Bill, we are not working regionally. We're trying to do it all ourselves and pay the bill ourselves. That's wrong.
When you were the Army chief in the 1980s, the Afghani experience with Russia was still had been a real disaster, hadn't it?
It had been, and I read books about what the Russians faced there. In a way, Afghanistan is Russia's Vietnam, and they learned a lesson there from it. And unfortunately, the lesson didn't take. But you're right, the Russians faced a problem there, and they still do. But they look upon Afghanistan, as we do in the West here, as sort of a territory that is in a way to be influenced by us. So that's a difficulty of how you persuade them. No, you don't have to persuade, have to influence events. You need to work towards peace and some sort of settlement. And we're not doing that very well.
Mr. Trump said that he wants to reduce the number of U.S. Army and, well, really all the services are engaged over there, especially Army, in Afghanistan, down to 8,600. The U.S. currently has fewer than 14,000 troops there. Now, General, I know you and your pipeline with all your friends in the Army, there are people that have done four tours over there. That's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, Bill. You're exactly right. And we face something similar to that in Vietnam. People are going back again and again and again. And you wonder what kind of a family do they have that do that. Part of it is that the individual military person suffers emotionally and mentally. And we're not doing a good enough job in caring for them. As you and I have talked before, the VA right now is losing 20 veterans a day to suicide, and we are not dealing with that problem very well. The VA has discovered a drug in the United States, ketamine is the name of it, that actually stops the desire to suicide.
Really?
Well, guess what? Guess what? Mm. The VA is not buying enough of that drug because the Trump administration is diverting money away from the VA and the Department of Defense to build the wall. I don't think that's very honorable behavior for veterans. So that's part of the difficulty, and we have faced that problem personally. One of our sons, a disabled Army veteran, tried suicide and has been in the hospital, but ketamine saved his life.
Wow.
And fortunately, we're able now to arrange to get more of it, but Colin Powell has played a role in turning that thing around.
How is General Powell doing, General Wickham?
He's a remarkable man. He's a national icon, a national treasure. And as you may recollect, he served as one of my brigade commanders in the 101st Airborne Division. And then I played a role in his career all the way up almost into the White House. Yeah, wonderful person. He's doing reasonably well.
And he cites you, General Wickham, as being the influence. In his autobiography, he very much prominently mentions you as being so important, not only to his career, but to his personal development as an outstanding man.
as he refers to me as his mentor. I'm honored by that. But just as I like to refer to you as one of the best media giants in southwestern United States.
Well, thank you very much, General. Let's turn now to Iraq, which is unfortunately becoming almost a basket case. And a lot of this, General Wickham, as you know, goes back to a lot of resentment to the U.S. and the coalition group and the people we put into their political system post-2003, and we're still, the repercussions are there.
Exactly, Bill. You got your finger on the pulse there, and we're not solving that problem at all. Now, there's another factor that you understand is Iran is playing a very crucial role in Iraq. And they want to do that because they want to be influential in the region. And so back to the whole issue of influence, the United States needs to play a more engaged role in the Middle East in a diplomatic way. As we said on your wonderful program previously, unfortunately, we are not doing that. The State Department is only 60% manned with professionals. We don't have ambassadors in many countries that we should have and have had. So we're not doing the job diplomatically to solve the problems. So to think that, as John Bolton used to say, the way to solve problems is to have regime change and get the U.S. military to go in and kick these people out, that's not the way to do it. And we haven't learned that lesson from Vietnam, Bill. And so part of Iraq's problems today are that we're relearning the lesson. And so we'll get there. We've been through things, difficult times in the past.
All right, General Wickham, stick around. We've got another segment with General Wickham when we come back with the General. North Korea is now seen as a live volcano, as a looming deadline. That's the end of the year with the U.S. So we have all sorts of issues now looming with North Korea, and we'll get the opinion of General Wickham, who knows so much about that region. It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Of course, you're welcome to join us if you've heard something that perhaps has triggered something that you would like to make a call or a comment. 790-2040 to speak with General Wickham. We'll be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com. Or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
A citizens' committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is preparing to develop the next RTA plan. That's why members want your input on a survey of draft guiding principles they prepared. The principles will help guide them as they develop the next 20-year plan, which would be funded by a voter-required extension of the RTA's half-cent excise or sales tax. To take the survey or sign up to receive RTA notices, please visit www.rtamobility.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico is a beautiful area of the southwestern United States. It's in the southwest corner of the Land of Enchantment in New Mexico, only a three-hour drive from the Tucson area. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for a complete listing of great places to stay and all sorts of high mountain experience, 5,000 to 7,000 foot elevation. It's going to make for a beautiful area for you, all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Again, the website southwestnewmexico.org. General John Wickham is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the military and foreign affairs. Of course, General Wickham is the retired U.S. Army Chief of Staff and very knowledgeable from his time as Commander-in-Chief of the UN Command over in Korea. He was also the commander of the United States forces in Korea and the 8th Army in Korea. So much going on over there, General Wickham. The clock is ticking. North Korea, according to the New York Times, is seen as a live volcano. By the end of the year, the warnings that North Korea has given the United States, they're saying that if we don't get back to the bargaining table, they're going to resume their very aggressive missile testing program.
You're right, Bill, and it's a very dangerous situation. Again, it's back to our earlier discussion about diplomatic leadership, and we're not showing it. And the reality of the danger there is hard for Tucsonians to understand. If you think about it, the distance from the demilitarized zone to downtown Seoul, a city like Los Angeles, about 13 million people, is the same distance from Davis Mountain to any place in Tucson. So it's very, very close and very dangerous. And with North Korea with 40 nuclear weapons and the makings of 40 more and an irascible leadership, I think there is a danger, and we need to negotiate much more cleverly and aggressively than we have. I think that we can reach an agreement with North Korea if we're willing to sit down with them and be willing to agree to constraints on their activity, but accepting North Korea as a nuclear power in the interim. All of us would like it to go away as a nuclear power, but in my humble opinion, that's not going to happen. So we need to constrain them the way we did with the USSR during the Cold War, which was successful. And we can do this if we are clever about it. And unfortunately, Bill, we're not being clever about it from the standpoint of the diplomatic world.
Well, the North Koreans have self-imposed a moratorium on doing any nuclear testing. They've also self-imposed a moratorium on launching long-range missiles capable of hitting American cities. But here's the problem. Just last Thursday, North Korea launched two short-range rockets, its 43rd rocket or missile tests since May. If they start up with these long-range missile tests again, anything can happen. I worry so much about this, General Wickham. All it would take is some kind of an accident, and we've got a real crisis on our hands.
You're exactly right, Bill, and the technology is there, and the North Koreans could reach the United States with a nuclear weapon in the space launched. Now, we can deal with that. We have technology to shoot these things down, and we could do that. And we should be testing. Now, you say that the North Koreans are not testing nuclear weapons anymore. Well, interesting. Once you develop nuclear weapons and have tested the technology and the architecture of the weapon, you don't need to continue to test them. We have not done that, nor have the Brits, nor have the French or the Chinese. So the North Koreans do not need to continue testing. So the fact that they have stopped testing is not necessarily a welcome sign. It's a sign of reality.
I want to ask you about this. The president has been talking about raising the price tag for U.S. forces in Korea by almost 400%. Are there some cracks, General Wickham, in this long-term alliance between Seoul and the United States?
Yes, there are with any diplomatic situation. But the South Koreans, I must say, have been remarkable. In many ways, Americans need to recognize South Korea as one of our real diplomatic success stories. It's a country that has values like the United States, the similar institutions to the United States. Their West Point, for example, is very similar to our West Point, similar kind of uniforms. So we've been very successful. South Korea is one of the economic giants in Asia, and we've contributed to that, and I've seen that over there. So we need to work with the South Koreans. Should we leave South Korea as Trump and others want to do? No. We need to stay there and work with an ally the way we have with other allies around the world and build a continuing strength in that Asian part of the world, also with Japan. And South Korea and Japan do work together closely, and Japan watches what we do in South Korea. So I think we need to work at it. Now, there are, you point out, some cracks, perhaps. Yes, the cost of staying in South Korea is expensive. The South Koreans do pay for a lot of that, incidentally, which we don't broadcast and we should. So we need to work with them and continue this situation.
Yeah, because the Seoul does pay some of the costs for U.S. personnel present on the peninsula, I understand, correct, General?
That's right. We don't pay rent for any of the places we occupy over there. And the South Korean government pays for the utilities in many of our installations. So there is a sharing of expenses. And the South Koreans have been willing to do that and will continue to do that. Of course, that irritates the devil out of the North Koreans who want us to leave. But that would be, in my humble opinion, a foolish mistake.
Does this state of war still exist between the two, North Korea and South Korea?
Yes, there is still tension. There is still state of the war. There's only an armistice. And that could be one of the quid pro quos of working with the North Koreans, is a peace treaty that settles the situation and solves the historic background. And we're willing to do that, but we're not offered that on the table.
There's a fascinating piece in today's New York Times about the demilitarized zone. Perhaps you saw it from the South Korean point of view, and how very well equipped with the most modern technology there at the DMZ.
That's right, and I've seen it over the years, very well developed. But it's also a land base filled with mines. And I recall visiting many times a Korean battalion, brigade, and division commanders urging them to modernize and pull up some of the mines. And they did. And they used to have prizes for the best South Korean soldiers that would be willing to go out into these minefields with great big metallic boots on in case they stepped on a mine inadvertently.
Wow.
Is right. And the reward for these soldiers, North Korean, South Korean soldiers, was a trip to so and all expenses paid. They're still doing that. And I remember one time when I was up there on the DMZ, and my predecessor, Jack Vesey, had urged that we take down all of the barricades and signs and modernize them in the DMZ. And the South Koreans said, we've been down there to check these signs, and we stepped on mines, and dangerous to do that. And right there at that moment, I said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to change the signs. We're not going to force any killing of troops.
All right, General Wickham, we're out of time, unfortunately. Want to wish you and Ann and the entire Wickham family a wonderful holiday season. We'll catch up with you again in 2020. Hard to believe, General.
Unbelievable.
I know. Please take...
I welcome you, Bill, and thank you for your wonderful program to keep our Tucsonians and Arizonans well informed.
Thank you very much. Please take care of yourself. Thank you, General.
God bless.
General Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. Joining us, usually it's the first Monday of each month. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show as we kick off December already. How about that? John Couch. Thanks, John. Good to see you. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It's Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey with his very popular show is coming up next. Have a great afternoon.